The word today is urgency. Welcome to The Word Today with Pastor and Bible teacher Paul Schrader. The job of taking the news about salvation to the world is urgent. There is no alternative. There is no other way to be saved. Our guest today is Ralph Storrs, the U.S. Director of Media Development and Services at Transworld Radio. Here with his guest is Pastor Paul Schrader on The Word Today, Urgency.
It's wonderful to have you back with us again today as we are continuing our celebration of the 35th year of broadcasting of The Word Today. We have a special guest with us today, and I'm sure you're going to enjoy hearing from him. His name is Ralph Storrs. He is the Director of Media at Transworld Radio, which is an international broadcasting network that reaches the entire world. They have been partnershipping with us here, and they've been doing the translating and all the work that goes into it with The Word Today. So Ralph Storrs is here, and Ralph, we welcome you. Please say hello to our audience.
Well, Pastor Paul, thank you so much, and it is such a privilege for me to have an opportunity to congratulate you and the entire Word Today team for 35 years of ministry.
It's been great. God has blessed our ministry continuously, and we keep going. We have a fund that we call Till Jesus Comes. It's a perpetuity fund, and our goal is to keep broadcasting until the Lord Jesus Christ himself returns.
Well, as you know, Transworld Radio has the privilege of translating, contextualizing, and adapting The Word Today in 54 languages around the world, all the continents. And as you get reports on a regular basis, I don't know how much you have an opportunity to share with your listeners, but it is phenomenal the impact that The Word Today is having
indeed.
In these languages.
There are going to be thousands in heaven as a result of these broadcasts, because that's all we proclaim, is that Jesus Christ is the Savior. Through his forgiveness, we have the gift of eternal life in heaven. And I think, Ralph, that one of the joys in heaven, there are going to be, you know, millions of them, but one of the joys will be just sitting on a rock or a stump somewhere. And will there be stumps in heaven? I don't know. That's probably a misflip, because there won't be any dead trees, will there? At any rate, we're sitting somewhere and just sharing with those that came to heaven as a result of our broadcast. That's positively marvelous.
Well, and the fact is, as those broadcasts continue to go out each and every day, Pastor Paul, just recently, just since the beginning of the year, There's a word that's been coming to my heart on a continual basis. I'm getting ready to finish up in just 2 weeks, 13 years with Transworld Radio.
Super.
And I can tell you that I can't think of a more exciting time to be engaged with you and our other ministry partners in getting the gospel out in over 230 languages and dialects than today. Because what is happening is we've been coming up on 60 years as a radio ministry with a potential reach of 3.8 billion people in the languages
Wow.
that we translate in.
Wow.
And you're in 54 of those. And what I'm seeing, though, is as digital technology is also on the rise and emerging, the internet, mm-hmm. mobile devices and smartphones and things like that, I believe that TWR and ministries like The Word Today, as we take what's happening in radio and what is happening digitally, by converging those together, I believe we have the opportunity to reach the entire world with the good news of Jesus Christ.
You know, and that reminds me, of course, of the fact that Jesus said, in effect, that when the world has heard, when everyone in the world has had a chance to hear about Christ, in other words, a chance to believe and come to faith, that will be the end. That will be the end. Do you see that coming pretty soon?
It does. And you know, this may sound a little bit, I don't know if this would be considered boastful, but I dream of the possibility of having a program like The Word Today going out over a trans world radio transmitter and having the last person come to Jesus Christ, and the Lord says, the time
That's
is
it.
Now.
Yeah. Okay.
That may sound a little bit boastful or anything like that, but it's exciting. And I think the thing that the Lord has been impressing on my heart all year, since the beginning of the year, and as we see these things, is the word urgency. Mm-hmm. You know, I've been studying in the book of Mark, Pastor Paul, mm-hmm. 42 times in the book of Mark, the word immediately is used, 8 times just in the very first chapter. And you get this sense that Jesus, he's not in a hurry, but his priority and his steadfastness of doing what the Father has called him to do, he did it with a tremendous sense of urgency. And as we look at the world today with what's going on, radio and the digital convergence that is happening, you know, Pastor Paul, I heard just recently that there are 15 times more people on the earth today than when Jesus gave the Great Commission 2,000 years ago. 15 times more people on the earth than when he first gave that commission. And we have the technology now through the radio, through the internet, through smartphones, and through the digital expertise and the things that are out there to be able to reach that world with the gospel of Jesus Christ. And I just sense that there's a tremendous urgency about that.
Oh, positively, positively. And that urgency is showing up here in America as well. I mean, our societies are being torn apart with immorality, with just all kinds of troubles. And I think the suicide rate, didn't I hear in the military, is the highest it's ever been? And we have all kinds of problems in marital life. It just seems like the urgency is really right there, right now.
And yet, we have, even within our own government, where we are considered one of the freest countries in the world, we actually have leaders that are trying to prevent Christians from sharing the gospel.
Yeah.
Whether it be in the military or whether it be in the school or anywhere else, there's actually an effort underway to stifle the opportunity for us to be able to share the good news, which makes what we do even more important.
Maybe we're going to be able to find out who the real Christians are as these things come. You know, during the Roman Empire, for instance, it didn't take much to determine whether or not you were a real Christian or not. I remember in the early New Testament days, the claim was, is Jesus Christ your Lord and Savior? Well, almost everyone wanted him as their Savior. I mean, of course, who wouldn't want to be saved? When you say, Lord, Master, the one who controls me, the one who owns me, that's a little bit different. And I believe when you faced the gladiators and you faced the lions in those days, it was pretty clear you were willing to die for Christ and you would not deny your faith. Nowadays, I wonder how that would separate the numbers of the Christian churches.
I think you're absolutely correct. I think what we're going to find that when these times begin to happen, and it happens more and more in our own country, the church may not be as large as we think it is when it comes to true believers, and it makes it that much more critical for us to get the gospel out in our own country as well as the other languages that you're talking about.
One of the things I remember my father, who was a pastor, used to mention to me, he said, you know, the real giving in the church begins during the times of stress and when things are not going well economically. And I thought that was kind of strange until I figured out, of course, obviously, that means the committed really finally get going and there's no game playing anymore.
That is absolutely true. You know, I'm reminded of the passage in Scripture in 1 Corinthians where it says, do you not know that you are not your own, that you were bought with a price? Mm-hmm. You know, I think we don't understand a lot of times of what it cost Jesus Christ to redeem us. And and that word redemption isn't used as much anymore. Mm-hmm. But when we realize we're not our own, we were bought with a price, and a tremendous price that it was, that sort of changes how we look at the whole issue of lordship, doesn't it?
Yeah, it most certainly does. And I think, you know, some of the people that listen to this broadcast are kind enough to send a gift in, and We praise God for that because they're helping us spread the word. There are no salaries paid in the word today. We don't take fees or salaries. Every penny goes to transmit the word of God to the world. And so I believe with all my heart, you know, there's a verse in John 14, verse 12, that says Jesus is talking to his disciples. And he said, these good things that you're doing, these wonderful things that you're doing, you will be able to do even far more than these things. And as you're mentioning, Ralph, the radio, the transmissions, the shortwave, all the things, Jesus Christ did not even have a microphone. He had to go out in a boat on the lake in order to have the wind carry in his voice to the shore so he could be heard. Just think of today now, we can broadcast over the radio. What do we figure? There has to be several hundred thousand people listening to these broadcasts every week.
Oh, absolutely, and if not more. I mean, we're talking 54 languages, and we're talking on transmitters that are extremely, extremely powerful. You know, as we conclude our time, I'm thinking of the word urgency again, as I think about 15 times the population of the world today than when Jesus first gave the Great Commission. And juxtaposed against that is the fact that 150,000 people a day around the world go into eternity. Are they going to go into eternity with a relationship with Jesus Christ or not? And that is the urgent matter.
How many people die a day?
150,000.
150,000. Do we have any percentages like, are half of them Christians or a quarter of them? Do we know?
I don't know what those statistics are, but I would venture to say, based on where our culture is going, it's probably not as
less
high as
that,
we would like it to be.
Yeah, unfortunately. And then you even hear nowadays of people falling away from the church even because of the turmoil.
Exactly.
Well, I'll tell you, Ralph, it's been a pleasure having you here, and we enjoy our listeners and their response to these broadcasts. Please share with other people. If there's anything we can do for you by sending you a booklet or anything that you might enjoy reading, let us know. We're going to keep broadcasting until Jesus Christ comes, until he returns and the graves open. Those who believe in Jesus and have forgiveness will go with him to eternal life in heaven. Those who have rejected him and do not accept his forgiveness and have denied him, they will be in hell eternally with Satan. It's one or the other. God bless.
Thank you, Pastor Schrader, for your message today. We always appreciate your helpful thoughts and biblical insight. And thank you, friends, for joining us for The Word Today. We would really enjoy hearing from you, so why don't you take a moment and write us a note today? And when you write, be sure to request the booklet by Pastor Paul Schrader entitled Intercession. In this free booklet, he writes about the intercessory ministry of Jesus Christ on behalf of his church, and especially on his beautiful prayer in the 17th chapter of John's Gospel. So write today for your free copy of Intercession. Our address is The Word Today, Box 77, Greendale, Wisconsin, 53129. Please remember that your financial gift helps this program to stay on the air. Also, your free will offerings help us add new stations to proclaim God's Word around the world. You may be interested to know that we also broadcast in 46 foreign languages. Please pray that God will help us continue to expand. Once again, our address is The Word Today, Box 77, Greendale, Wisconsin, 53129. That's The Word Today, Box 77, Greendale, Wisconsin, 53129. Every week at this time, we bring you a study on a word that applies Christian principles directly to your life. We hope you'll join us again next week for The Word Today.